Great opportunity to meet this morning. State representative candidate announced yesterday for the 116th District, David Freese. Mr. Freese, first off, morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing great. Enjoying the weather here this morning.
Yeah, me too. I enjoyed a lot more outside the studio, but maybe later, huh? Hey,
yes.
Here's the thing. I'm just getting to know you a little bit. Attorney, Air Force veteran. I know that's an oversimplification, kind of a label there. So let's go for this. You're an attorney. You can make a good living. Why politics? Why state representative? What motivated you to do this?
What motivated me is, since we didn't know each other, I have two children. I've been married 29 years now to my lovely wife, Mikey. And we have two children. My son is 12. My daughter is 10. And I'm concerned that they're not going to have the same opportunities that I've had, that a lot of people here in the state have. Given the state of our state, the budget, the pension funds, taxes keep going up. If you talk to my son now, you ask him, well, what are you going to do when you grow up? He's going to tell you, well, he's going to pitch for the Cardinals someday down the road.
Right.
Now, my wife's a school teacher, so she's big on education. So she said, well, you better have a plan B. And his plan B is to be an electrical engineer at this point. Now he's only 12, we understand that.
Right.
But at some point in time, he's going to graduate college. And all things being equal, he'll have opportunities presented to him when he graduates, whatever he's going to do. And those will entail either living in Illinois, where they just raise their taxes again, or moving to Missouri or Kentucky or Tennessee or some other place that has lower taxes, lower income taxes, lower property taxes. And that's a concern for me. My wife and I, we grew up here in Southern Illinois. I grew up in Chester, graduated from Chester High School like my wife, and we want our children to grow up here and raise their families here, if that is at all possible. And at this rate, if it keeps going like this, that's not going to happen. They're going to be smarter than that, and they're going to, go someplace where they won't have that big tax burden.
It's interesting because when I heard you say the same opportunity I had, it's interesting because we each have our own perspective on our lives. And when I hear same opportunity, the thing that I worry about is education. And when I talk about, in particular, K-12, that I realize looking back that my education and what I was provided with is dramatically different than what's being supplied now. Sure, you might have better pads for the football players because of technology, but you've also got books that are 15, 18, and 21 years out of date. I mean, when I think about same opportunity, I almost exclusively go to the education we give our children in this state now.
Yeah, my wife's a school teacher. She teaches at a small school in Redbud, Trinity Lutheran School, and we're big on education. We believe in local control, and that is something really important to not only myself, I think most people here in Southern Illinois. And with I just heard on the news that they're going to push back the talks. Madigan has pushed back talks with regards to how they're going to fund the schools. We've got to come up with a better way to fund our K-12.
Yeah. So a little bit on your history here. Air Force Reserves, Operation Desert Storm.
Correct. Yeah. I graduated high school in 1986 from Chester High. Went right into the Air Force. Spent some time active duty and then went into the reserves. I was based out of Charleston, South Carolina. I was actually in survival school when Desert Storm kicked off, and when I got out, I started participating in that little conflict.
Right. And so you graduated cum laude from Mercer University, then a bachelor's in criminal justice from John Marshall with a law degree. And you've been practicing law. Specialty in your law office?
Right now, I primarily do family law, but in a smaller community, you got to do a little bit of everything. But a major part of my practice currently is family law.
Did you, I mean, was the Air Force, is that how you got your law degree with GI Bill?
I did have the GI Bill even when I was in high school and graduated. I believed in education, so I signed up for the GI Bill when I enlisted, and it did help get me through law school. Didn't cover everything, though.
Right.
Education is very expensive these days.
Right. So, fixing Illinois, restoring Illinois, the economy. One of my farmer friends this morning, he just texted me a story this morning about how they're opening another fertilizer plant in Indiana. They're going to take 4 years to build it. It's a huge investment. And, not Illinois. I mean, because not Illinois, I mean, you can almost think that somewhere there's a bumper sticker in another state for business people saying, not Illinois. We don't hear about businesses coming here. We do. They're the exception rather than the rule. We have made a very unfriendly state in a couple of ways. As you referenced, the tax liability, the fiscal irresponsibility, but this business-unfriendly nature you talk about, this the sword of Damocles is constantly hanging over our head because we don't get along. We don't seem to be thinking about the taxpayer and the resident and the citizen of this entire state. It's in this malaise, I guess. I don't know, man. I'm using the word malaise. I'm not even sure that's the right dysfunction, maybe. What word do you use?
I use absolute disaster. It's a mess. In my business, I meet a lot of people, and one of my clients came to me and said, hey, he works, or he lives in the Metro East. He works in Missouri, and he's like, look, I'm going to move to Missouri. I said, why are you doing that? And his response is, well, taxes. Now, he's a mechanic. He's not making six figures. He doesn't make a lot of money. You know, makes a decent living, but because of the taxes, the income tax and the property taxes, Illinois has chased him out of Illinois. I know another business owner in the Chicago area. He does much better. He's got an internet-based business, does very well for himself. And with this recent tax increase, he goes, look, I can move my business anywhere. And now because of this new tax increase, he is seriously considering relocating his business.
Is there
not only do we not make it friendly for new business to come in here, but it's so hostile to business that we're chasing people, not only businesses, but our own citizens out of the state. It makes absolutely no sense. You know, last year we had probably around 100,000 people leave our state for better opportunities. And the number one reason people leave our state is because of taxes.
Property taxes in particular. You know, I've got a number of people saying, man, I've paid for my house and I still have to pay this much a month to keep it with the state of Illinois. My house is paid for. I work very hard to do it. This guy was telling me in particular, lives here in Jackson County. And he says, I paid my house. I've known this guy for a long time. He said, I built my house. I paid my house off. I paid extra every month to pay that construction bill off because I did it with my own hands. And now I have to pay him $1,600 a month to keep it. He built a nice place. And, you know, when you hear that story, I think that makes it real. You got to pay a tax just to keep things in Illinois that you own.
It's absolutely insane.
I consider that unconstitutional, too, by the way. Maybe I'm a purist. I'm not really sure.
I know that's something that we've got to offer some kind of property tax relief to our citizens. We just got to, because we're chasing people out of our state, and when people leave, well, there goes your tax base. And if we're gonna, we've got to have roads and bridges and all that good stuff. And if we're going to maintain those and build new ones, we've got to have a tax base. And if we keep on this track, we're not going to have a tax base.
You know what, very often, David Freese is joining us this morning. He's a Republican candidate, announced yesterday for the 116th District. You know what people ask me all the time? So, where's the money go? You know what? That's actually a pretty good question.
That's a great question, and I think a lot of it is wasted. We have got to, when we get our budget under control, one of the things we got to do is we got to scrutinize it, and if there's waste, it's got to be... We got to cut. We cannot tax our way out of our problems.
Well, Apparently, we're going to keep trying to do it until it works. 8:35. I want to thank David Freese for joining us this morning. David, you and I will get together soon, but thanks for giving us the time so that a few of our listeners in the area in your district can get to know you a little bit better. I'm kind of curious if you got an opinion on this. Is there dysfunction on a statewide level in the party's relationship with Rauner and the legislative body's relationship and support of the governor? Do you see any awkwardness there?
I don't know. I'm just getting into this, and I met the governor. He seems like a nice guy. I think the Democrat Party has been very successful as painting him as a villain. You see it at the state level, you see it at the national level now with Trump. But I think there's no reason why, if the parties have a goal, whatever that is, if it's taxes, relief, education, why they can't sit down and talk like adults and try and work through our problems and our situations, as just painting one person or one party as a villain. We all want to help our citizens, and that's what we should strive to do.
David Freese, Republican candidate, 116th, of course, for the upcoming election every 2 years for these.